Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
So one of the first games that we took our daughters to, my daughter Kendall, who is now 7, this song came up and she looked at me and said, "Dad, why do people want to roll a barrel? What's so fun about rolling a barrel?" She didn't quite get it.
So what was your explanation?
I said, some things that don't appear to be fun, Kendall, can actually be a lot of fun. That was a very simple explanation.
Did you start singing it?
We had a good laugh. Yeah, we had a good time. And then we had to figure out what, you know, torero means. I mean, it was just kind of an all in all.
I thought you were going to tell the story about being the kid announcer.
Well, that was a thing as well.
That was so cool.
So this happened on, let's see, it would be Friday of last week. That's right. My daughter Riley got to be the announcer, like the junior announcer for the Brewers game.
What a blast.
It was. It was very cool. And, of course, my good friend Jeff Levering made it a very cool experience as well.
Let's go to our junior PA announcer.
Next batter, number 3, Joey Ortiz.
Oh my God, he's so awesome.
That is Riley Matzik, daughter of Greg Matzik. Greg Matzik on WTMJ, our flagship station. And the pitch home. Is a strike, 9 years old, and gets the opportunity to be the junior PA announcer today. She's been working on it. She's thrilled. Done a good job so far. Got a couple of good names.
And she sparked a rally, too. Of course, the Brewers did score at that inning. Jeff Levering joins us from St. Louis. Thank you, pal. You really made her night. You made the Matzik family night. That was very special.
Oh, come on, man. She did it on her own. She was awesome. She nailed every single pronunciation. She had a blast. She looked like a pro out there, Greg.
Well, it was good stuff.
What a special moment. Yeah. Isn't it kind of special for you, too, knowing the family? I just think it's extra sweet. It gave me the goosebumps.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, it's great. And you know, knowing the Matziks the way that we know them and seeing Riley shine in that moment, I mean, she could crush anybody in a Rubik's Cube to begin with. So I already feel intimidated whenever I see Riley because she can finish it in about 3 seconds. But now to see her do the announcing the way she did, and again, she didn't have any tough names, which was great, but she was really, really good. I could tell she was a little nervous before she went out there, but you wouldn't be able to tell in her voice.
Well, she spent a lot of time listening to people like you, that's for sure. So she had the pronunciations down. You know, we haven't talked baseball on this program since Christian Yelich went down. Jeff, I'm always interested to see how a team responds when they lose one of their stars. This has happened time and time again to the Brewers, and they keep rebounding and keep responding. Yelich goes down, and they rattle off 5 wins in a row over first place teams. Okay.
Yeah, it's really the resilience of this team has been amazing. They've done it all year long, and you could go back to spring training, and I know Pat Murphy talks about it all the time, right? You lose Craig Counsell, you lose Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff isn't going to pitch for the year, and the list goes on and on about all these things that could be taken in such a negative way, but instead this team has found a way to recover every single time. It's a different person every single night. I think that's what's fun about this team is even when Christian Yelich goes down, then it's a Garrett Mitchell one day, then it's a Sal Frelick one day. Jackson Chourio's been doing the heavy lifting for the last couple of months. It's a true team, right? And you look at a lot of these teams in Major League Baseball and they run and they operate around a handful of individuals, whereas this is an entire 26-man roster of actual physical players on the roster at the moment. It's taken way more than 26 players to accomplish what they've accomplished so far this year. But it is, I think, in my opinion, in my 10 years here, the most complete team that they have had in this tenure.
Do we know how Christian Yelich is doing? I know he was having the surgery here in Milwaukee, and I'm kind of curious, too, as far as what's next for him. Are we going to see him in the dugout? Will he be helping the guys, even though he can't help on the field like he normally does?
Yes, we had the surgery on Friday, and from the reports, he was already back home that afternoon. So we had it in the morning. He had a discectomy where they just shaved some of the disc off in your back, and hopefully that will alleviate the pain that he's been dealing with. Much easier recovery than, say, a back fusion or a spinal cord fusion. So that's a good thing. But he was back home on Friday. It'll probably be a couple of weeks before he rejoins the team or is seen in the clubhouse. And that's to be expected. But it seems like he wants to be around as much as he can be. He's focused on getting himself back healthy and ready to go for spring training and just try and help out the best he can. But from all reports, he's doing just fine and resting up.
Off day yesterday, I assume it was a travel day for you. Get any sights and sounds of St. Louis in before tonight's game?
Not so much sights and sounds today. We got in late last night, and then we had kind of a team dinner. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle, Sophia Minard, and Tony Migliaccio, the clubhouse guy, and I went to a place that we like to go to around the block from the team hotel. Had a nice Italian dinner, nice family dinner before we start this road trip to St. Louis and Oakland over the weekend. Get to say bye to the Coliseum. Last time that we'll get a chance to see that ballpark. And it's great. The first big league ballpark I ever went to as a kid was the Coliseum. So I'll say goodbye and maybe bring out my Allen wrench and take a seat back with me. You never know.
They do make all kinds of cool gifts out of, like, baseball seats or some of the old bats. I mean, you can go on to – it's a great gift for people.
Yeah, the turf,
fans.
Right?
All kinds of stuff these days.
Yeah, grab a Gatorade bottle or something to take some of the dirt out from the warning track. I mean, I still have – when we won the national championship my sophomore year in college, I took a bottle out, and I still have that dirt in my house.
Oh, you
from
do?
Appleton, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That was at Fox River Stadium, right? That was in Grand Chute or Appleton, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So I still have some dirt from that, and if I showed it to the groundskeeper right now, he'd go, "Man, that is such an old model of dirt that we used." I'm embarrassed that you still have that.
The uniforms too. I think I bought an old boyfriend back in the day. He was a Cubs fan. Ooh, boo, I know. An old uniform. It was like an old Cubs uniform. They turned it into a wallet. I mean, they do such cool things with
it. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Hey,
it's pretty cool. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, too, about the kid at 50. How was that? Do you have any awesome takeaway stories? Because Greg and I interviewed him a couple days beforehand, and I just loved some of the stories he was telling us, and I'd asked him if there was ever a time that he thought about leaving Milwaukee. He just had all of these fantastic stories, but I was curious for you guys out there and actually seeing him, and he ended up throwing out the first pitch.
He did with his left hand.
He told us he might not be able to do that because of his shoulder surgery, but takeaways for you.
Yeah, it's always great seeing Robin, and I think he epitomizes Milwaukee Brewers baseball in the best possible way, right? When you think of the faces of this franchise, he and Bob Uecker, number one, Bud Selig probably number two, and then or number three, and then Hank Aaron, probably number four, right? That's when you think about the Mount Rushmore, it's those four guys. So whenever Robin comes around, it's always great to chit-chat with him. And, you know, I'm so lucky to have had the opportunity to be around Uke as much as I have. So whenever Robin's around, he and Uke get together, and those guys go back to the 1970s together for 50 years, basically, with their stories that they tell. And it's like they pick up like no time has ever passed, and they spend the off season together down in Arizona, and they only live a couple of blocks away from one another. So I have a very special relationship with Robin. Kind of goes behind the curtain.
Well, certainly on the Mount Rushmore, no doubt about that. Brewers in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals tonight, looking to expand and build on their 11-game division lead. The largest lead in all of baseball belongs to the Brewers over the second-place Cardinals. Pretty amazing stuff. Jeff Levering's in St. Louis. He'll be on the call throughout the weekend, next couple of days here with the Brewers and TV and radio. Is it TV or radio? Sometimes I get confused.
Yeah, I'm on TV this road trip. TV this road trip, then back on the radio when we get back home.
All right, pal. We'll look forward to it. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Jeff.
Soon.
See you guys.
You bet. Take care. Jeff Levering covering the Brewers with the Brewers in St. Louis.